Derby Dinner Playhouse is continuing its production of Jesus Christ Superstar, something that they've done in the past, but it's been a while. I was trying to think myself, director Scott Bradley, when Jesus Christ Superstar was last produced here, but it's been a while, so I think people are ready for a new production of it.
Indeed. I think the last time Derby produced the show was 1997. It's been produced there a couple times before, and it is actually one of the most requested shows on surveys from season ticket holders and general audience members there. So,
this, if memory serves me correctly, it's really the first big musical that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice did.
Correct, together. Correct. Early 70s, started as a concept album that they did just as a studio recording. And then subsequently, the album became very popular. They decided to do a tour. It got a little bit more involved with the staging and finally became a Broadway musical, you know, a couple years after that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was their first major collaboration. Joseph kind of predated it a little bit, but as far as a major work, it was their first one.
Now, what is your role in the production?
I'm the musical director. I conduct the orchestra and, of course, during the rehearsal process, taught all the music and kind of shaped the singers' performances and things like that, and just kind of oversee the music, oversee the production musically mm-hmm. in a general sense.
Well, I know there's a little leeway that you can have in the musical, especially the role of King Herod. I've seen him done as Bob Dylan. I've seen mm-hmm. him as Groucho Marx.
Sure.
What approach are you taking to King Herod here?
Well, our director, Lee Buchholz, really wanted to have kind of a... He was inspired by kind of the opening scene of the movie Moulin Rouge, with the kind of a like a ringmaster type character. And so the whole scene is kind of patterned after kind of almost like a kind of a decadent can-can. And with Herod as kind of the master of ceremonies of that particular
awesome.
Moment. So it's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's, well, it sounds appropriate because mm-hmm. it was a very decadent scene. I mean,
indeed.
His whole court
right.
Is showing that. As music director, what if, do you have any liberty do you take with the score, or do you cut a little bit here, or do you add a little bit, or do you just go directly to the... To the manuscript score.
Well, obviously the material is pretty rich. I mean, there's some really nice there's some great material there to work with. The thing about Jesus Christ Superstar generally is that typically from production to production you'll have a different concept for it's kind of almost like the approach a director would take towards a Shakespeare play. You know, you can set it in different time periods. It's very open in terms of concept as long as the story comes across. With this particular production, musically, what we decided to do to kind of fit in with the concept that the director had of more of a modern take on mm-hmm. putting the story in a modern setting. In fact, on stage there are 12 video screens with live video and also, you know, a bunch of imagery going at all times. So to kind of fit in with that, I felt that it was necessary musically to at least try to indicate some modern sounds, synthesizers, more of a kind of a modern loop type mm-hmm. sound for some of the percussion moments. But as far as the structure of it, no, we stuck right with the score. All the acoustic instruments are there, all the electric instruments that are called for, because it is kind of a rock score, they're all present, but we also thought it would be interesting to add those other colors to kind of fit with the concept.
Well, how many musicians are involved in the production?
We have 5 live musicians, and then I play a keyboard synthesizer with, you know, dozens of different sounds and rhythms and things that come from that along with the live group.
We're talking to Scott Bradley, who is the musical director of the Derby Dinner Playhouse's current production of Jesus Christ Superstar. Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice doing the lyrics on that. The music itself, when I think of the production, I think of the movie, and a lot of the movie, the visuals are very firmly set in the 70s. I mean,
sure.
It just has that look. Mm-hmm. But the music itself is kind of transcends the mm-hmm. 70s, doesn't it? That's what helps make a musical timeless, really. it's not sounding like early Jackson Brown or you know,
right,
something like
right,
that.
Right. Well, I think that something that had always grabbed me about it growing up, and you know, like you, I saw the movie in my youth and saw a production of it that I was really inspired by that really kind of got me hooked into it. Is the variety of style of music in the show itself. I mean, there are those moments that are, well, that sounds like late 60s kind of tribal funk. Mm-hmm. There are moments that are straight up music theater, like the Herod number. There are moments that are almost kind of modern in terms of the chord changes and things that are just kind of almost like contemporary, you know, classical music. And some of the bitonality, mixed meter, you know, sophisticated rhythms, things like that, and then also just straight up pop writing. I mean, I Don't Know How to Love Him. It's just a great pop song. Could We Start Again plays great, great pop song. Simple four chords, that kind of thing. But also, at the same time, within the context of the same show, very complex, complicated, serious music. So I think one of the appeals of the show has always been that variety. There's a lot for people to grab onto.
Well, if you're interested in attending Jesus Christ Superstar, it is open and running at Derby Dinner Playhouse through April 3rd, and tickets available at derbydinner.com or by phone at 288-8281. Is that area code 812?
That's correct.
288-8281. Scott Bradley, thank you for coming in, and have fun with the production.
I will. Thank you.